Now, Bilks, I caught up with a mate of mine, Woz, on the weekend, and we ended up in a discussion about kids and school, et cetera. He's got three daughters. And
Poor fella. Three weddings he's got to fork out for.
How dare you? Well, no, I've got three daughters too.
Yeah, but he's got to fork out for the wedding. That's how it goes, isn't it? The father pays.
Oh, I think times have changed, mate. Come on, get with the times. His wife, Danielle, also a friend of mine. She's a primary school teacher. And he was telling me that when she was doing this particular activity in class where the kids spoke about their families, over a third of her class had absolutely no idea what their parents do for a job.
But how old are we talking here?
We're talking grade six.
Oh, hell.
Yeah. So over a third.
Where do they think mum and dad go
exactly.
every day?
No, I mean, and in the younger grades, it'd be much higher than that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was blown away. I couldn't believe it that by grade six, that over a third, no idea. And she said that, well, the kids that didn't know what their parents did, they said they go to work and do things on a computer.
Okay,
that was all
that's
they
a simple
could,
way of describing the job,
all
yeah?
they could come up with. And I was thinking, wow, I just could not believe that at that age you would still have no idea what your parents did. And I was trying to, you know, we're having a chat about it and trying to come up with why that would be the case. And all I could come up with was less conversation happening between parents and kids.
What about not enough bring the daddy daughter or bring the son to work day? That used to be a thing in the workplace.
Yeah.
I hang around with my dad when he was a sheriff's officer. I can remember in 1978 sitting in the office with him, typing warrants and that on the typewriter and jumping in the car with him and going out to properties and talking to people opening gates for him. I knew what he did for a long time because he had the uniform,
had the
patches. So, but again, it wasn't a conversation. We just knew Dad did that job.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was thinking to myself, I wonder if it's because, well, see, I think maybe kids are so busy on devices now, you know, whether you're at home or in the car in particular, kids are either on their iPads or iPhones or, you know, there's just less conversation. I mean, I think less families are probably eating dinner around the table every night.
That's the issue too, yeah.
As well, I don't know.
See, around the table you'd say, you know, Dad in his job today did this, and the kids would be going, well, why does this happen in your job? And Dad would then talk about situations why I have to go away, what I do all day or these situations that crop up. I mean, if you're a FIFO worker, that's why Dad's away 2 weeks out of every three or four. I mean, you know, a kid needs to know why that unit isn't intact all the time. It's ignorance too on part of the kids. Why aren't they asking questions? Are they not being taught to ask questions anymore?
Well, I don't know. I think maybe just that kids are just caught up in what they're doing, like I said, on devices or watching telly, gaming, who knows?
Yeah, too much gaming, I'll tell you. That's for free.
Yeah. But, I do think eating around the dinner table would be a big one though, because that's when the conversation naturally happens. You're all there facing each other. You're not sitting on the couch watching TV. You're actually having a conversation about what happened today. Even if the kids are bored, you know, by mum and dad talking about what went on at work that day, that's still an education for them. They're finding out what they do, and they get over the years get a grasp of what their parents actually do.
You know, in my place, the situation is who gets the talking stick. I mean, they just keep talking over one another or shouting down someone else because my bit's important, or, you know, that's what I've got to control in my place. So it's great conversation, but it's trying to give people equal amount of opportunity to talk, because, you know, Isaac will talk about his day and what he's discovered, and someone else is talking about a situation that's happened at their work, and you know what? I'm the one who gets left out. No one really asks me about what goes on at my work. They go, "Oh, Dad just goes and sits on the radio and yaks all day."
Flaps his chops.
Yeah, exactly. Which
does the old jazz.
True.
Does the old jazz hands.
Yeah.
Well, I'd love to put it out to the Zinc family, because I do think potentially things like the dinner table, you know, less conversation, do contribute to us knowing less about each other within the family unit in this day and age. 1-300-891-1929. Come on, Zinc family, weigh in. Why is this? Why do kids know less about their parents? I mean, is it the whole dinner table conversation is a dying art?
Lee?
Good morning. I've been sitting here thinking so hard about all the reasons why those things happen.
What have you come up with? Give us your wisdom, lovely.
Well, I think there's a number of different factors that come into why if kids don't know anything about their parents much. Part of it is, there is a lot of sole parents out there, like where you've just got mum, and she's getting a sole parent pension. She doesn't even go to work or whatever. Some of them probably don't know who their dad is. So how would they know what job he has, sort of thing? Or those who are in divorce situations where they did have mum and dad in the scenario, they may not see dad very often, so they've never really taken much interest into what he does, or, you know, those sort of scenarios where they're not as involved with their parents' lives.
What about that situation, Lee, where, you know, the mum is at home on a pension? Don't the kids wonder what she does at home all day? I mean, she's the one keeping the fires going while you're at school.
Well, I don't think the kids think about it too much, really. So long as they've got dinner on the table that night, they don't really sort of care about it too much. Mm. Or if they're going to soccer, mum takes them to soccer or whatever. But and also, too, there's a larger number of parents that shift jobs frequently. So I guess some kids have given up trying to keep track of what dad does or mum does because they've shifted so many jobs. They've sort of gone to the stage where, oh, I don't care anymore. There's too many to follow, you know. And that's the more common scenario.
Yeah,
these
maybe.
Days.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe too many fancy titles. Yeah, I probably was more leaning down the path of. Yeah, not necessarily sole parenting, Lee, but yeah, just the fact I think there's maybe less conversation going on within families. What do you think?
Well, definitely, we did watch the TV most of the week and always spent Fridays and sometimes Saturdays, but mostly that was barbecue night, doing one meal around the dinner table.
Good.
And you're right, back in the old days, we always sat around the dinner table and talked to one another, and I think that would be a lovely thing to bring back. But sadly, even I'm designing a home that I'm building soon that doesn't have a formal dining room in it.
Yeah. Oh, shame on you, Lee.
You're right.
Don't have a formal dining room anymore.
Mm.
And that's a sad fact of today's life, yeah. Thank you, Lee.
Thanks, Lee.
Hey, Phil, what are you thinking, mate? Did you sit around the dinner table as a kid?
Yeah, mate, yeah, for sure.
And you had a lot of conversation about what mum and dad did?
Yeah, mate, yeah. I knew what mum and dad did. And they knew what sort of work I done when I started work.
Yeah, and why? What do you put it down to in this day and age, Phil?
The problem is, Ellie, there's too much of this. Like all kids want to do today, get on their game, get on their bloody phone, and they don't want to talk to their parents.
Yep.
Or the parents don't want to talk to them, whichever, right? But as far as you, yours, and Bilko's job, right? Oh, Dad gets on the radio. Ellie gets on the radio and just talks all day. No, that's not the case. That's a skill. And that's something you've got to learn, how to talk to people, how to present yourself.
Mm, how to look them in the eye when you're talking to them.
Yeah, when you went for that job, Ellie, like there's a lot of people. Even Bilko's son, and he was good.
Wow.
And I appreciate it. For his age, I appreciate that. Yeah.
But so you'd think, Ali and I, in our jobs, we'd have kids who are skilled conversationalists because of that, but I don't think that's the case.
Yeah, but see, that's right, mate. And, people think, right, you start at 5:30. I rang you at 5:30 this morning, right?
Yep.
You finish at 9, or Ali finishes at 9. No, she don't go home. She's got other work to do in that workplace.
Oh, you got cameras set up, Phil. What are
I'm
you
a bit worried,
but love it.
So she's such an insightful guy, but no, we take your point there, Phil.
Yeah.
There's so much more going on in mums and dads' workplaces that they probably don't wish to share or don't need to share with their kids. It's just you want your kids to know, you know, what you're doing and what they've done in the day, and it's part of sharing. It's part of them getting to know their parents as humans rather than just these entities, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think it's just so important as well. You know, when you do sit around the dinner table, I guess, you're having that eye contact, and that's one thing that I've always made my kids do when they say hello to people. And I know that there are kids that can't do that, particularly kids with particular conditions, but I think it's really important for kids to look someone in the eye when they say hello. And it doesn't mean they have to have a 5-minute conversation with an adult, but it's so important just to look them in the eye. And I think when you get to do that in a family environment, when you're sitting at the table, these are the people that you love and trust and feel the most comfortable with, learning that art of looking someone in the eye when you're talking to them about your day or whatever, not just, you know, half phone in head in a phone or, you know, watching the TV, not actually looking at them. I think it's so important in life.
Good conversation, Ali.